What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're now tuned in to the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast. Keep it locked, guys. Let's go. Hello guys, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR. You're now tuned in to a new episode of Big Brother Niger Season 7 Weekly Talk Show. I'm sorry I did not release any episode for this show in the last 2 weeks, but I'm here to say I'm sorry to you guys and have new ones for you to stream. I just released a new episode on Wednesday for Chat with Pablo Castro, and it is available on YouTube for everyone to stream and also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So I'm here to talk about Big Brother Niger Season 7 with you guys and give you a recap of all that have gone down in the Big Brother Niger house in the last 2 to 3 weeks. I'm here to tell you guys who got evicted after week 7, week 8, and the previous Sunday, guys. So make sure you stay with me and watch till the end of this show to entertain yourself and get updates from the Big Brother Niger house. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe to this podcast right now on any platform you are streaming on. If it is on YouTube, make sure you turn on post notification right now so that anytime I drop a new episode, you get to stream it for free, guys. You can become a member of this podcast from at least $1 monthly. Just check our show notes for more or head on to patreon.com/PabloCastroPR. Or buymeacoffee.com/PabloCastroPR. You'd find the links for that in our show notes. So guys, Big Brother Niger Season 7 started on July 23rd. It was a launch weekend and they hosted the show live for everyone to attend. The show is going to end in a week time and I expect you guys to tell me who you believe would be the winner for this new season, guys. We are left with few housemates in the house. We have at least 11 housemates currently in the house as of today, this recording on Friday. 14 evictions and one disqualification has happened already in the Big Brother Niger house this season. Two of the housemates would not be allowed to take part in the grand prize. They'll be there and lucky enough to get to the final, but they cannot win the grand prize for this season. After week 6, guys, Gidifia, Diana, and Deji were evicted from the Big Brother Niger Season 7. The following week, which was last week, Allison and Dotun left the house after the live eviction show. Elo Swags, Chomzy, and Dotun were the housemates that were in level 3 for a while before Big Brother brought them back into the house and then evicted them. So guys, Chichi is the head of house for this week and she was able to save 2 people. For this week's wager, the housemates are expected to produce a play titled Big Brother House Vibes.
Housemates, we go to turn up everywhere. We'll be vibes on vibes, Big Brother Niger House of Vibes. They don't deserve to breathe out here. Level up, level up, level up. They don't deserve to breathe out here. Level up, level up, level up. Big Brother Niger Housemates, we go to turn up every day. We'll be vibes on vibes, Big Brother.
Brother Niger House of Vibes.
This week, Bella and Chichi had a clash for a bit because Bella kept interrupting Chichi while she was preparing for this week's task.
Hermes needs to, listen to the song to know the kind of dance step. Because it's going to
So you guys should just get the rhythm, but like, should be different from you guys' song or level one song. Let's just create something different.
Yes, it's different. So it's going to, you need to hear the song for me to know the kind of dance step.
Okay, I can come up with like all this, oh, we came, we conquered, or whatever it is, like something like that.
Mm.
Excuse me, not...
Beyoncé.
Guys, I'm making music.
We came to conquer.
Hermes, you know how I struggled to bring the house together to do this. When I was talking to Hermes, she was talking Akeka. I was talking to Hermes, then she was still talking about Akeka. And I was like, I am still talking. Then when she started to stand up, now I already explained to her, I am still talking, you interrupted me. Then the next thing, she was like, hey, were you talking? Guy, see, I am not a stupid person. If you want to move mad, if you have the energy to move mad, I can decide to move mad with you. But if I don't want to move mad, I don't want to. Many things have happened last week. I just want to keep my cool, keep my sanity. Please, no, there's no hard feelings.
So, guys, I have a question for you guys. Do you think Shella's ship will sail, or it will crash, or you don't even know? For me, I don't know, because that relationship, man, is crazy.
2 to 3 days, like, I don't think my girlfriend should be able to say it to me ever. And that reply you got from me today is just to let you know that I can say stuff too. The people around you can say stuff too. You're not the only one with a mouth. You're not the only one that thinks stuff.
I don't think this is a conversation you're here for. Can we just...
No, this is the conversation I came here for. This is exactly my point. Like, how can you be telling me what is in my own head and what I want
I
to say?
I have to go back to sleep, Shanks. It's so, over. Yes.
So for even like the way you're speaking to me now, like I think that you're playing a game, because this conversation should mean more to you. Why
doesn't
isn't it
telling
you,
to me?
Oh, it's over.
I said it doesn't mean anything to me. Whatever I want to say, you can say.
Like,
it is over.
For me, it's just the whole rude girl act here is not cool. Like, it's actually not cool. Like, it doesn't fit you. I don't even know why it's so cool for you to just think that, oh, you just want to be rude, you just want to rack anybody, you just want to say anything, say everything. Like,
I don't know, so that we'll stop it.
The problem is the fact that accountability is the problem.
Guy, whatever it is you want to say, you can say. Whatever you think of me, it's okay. I'm rude, I'm that, it is okay. One who is for me will be for me.
Bella, that's not true.
We can coexist in the house.
Bella, that's not true.
And we leave, we'll keep coexisting.
Bella, that's
this
not
is
true.
Over.
That's not true. First and foremost, yeah, I never begged
I'm
you.
Stressed.
But what you're saying, yeah, it's not true. When you meet somebody that potentially is your person, the same way I met you, yeah, there's places where I need to grow. There's places where you need to grow. I would need to be accountable where my flaws are. And you would need to be accountable where your flaws are. For some reason, I feel like your pride is so high, you don't want to be accountable. I'm not a punching bag. So you be talking, because I'm your man. And
So guys, we've come to the last part of the show. And I have to tell you guys that it was fun doing this for you guys once again. And I expect you to stream this podcast every time and check out other contents we have on our channels, guys. So make sure you check Chat with Pablo Castro and check Music Talk Show with Pablo Castro. So guys, I'll be here again next week to give you guys updates from the house and for you to stream and catch up on the show, guys. So I want to say shout out to everyone streaming the podcast on all platforms. And I want you guys to don't forget to become a member of this podcast, buy us a coffee, or subscribe with us on Patreon. My gadgets need to be upgraded and more bills to be paid. Please follow us on Instagram at TMAE Podcast. You can follow me, the host, at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram. And I'm also on Twitter at _PabloCastroPR. You can use the hashtag TMAE podcast on all platforms to discuss and give us comments from this show, guys. And you can also find our page on Twitter at TMAE podcast. We use that on all platforms. You can find us everywhere for sure, guys. So till next time, guys, your favorite boy, Pablo Castro PR, has left the building.